listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. Unions are pushing for a plump 25% pay rise for the nation's 200,000 workers in the aged care sector. Federal Labor is making a submission to the Fair Work Commission today to advocate for a pay bump, but won't specify the price tag. A 25% pay increase would give workers a raise four times the rate of inflation. COVID cases continue to drop in Tasmania. Just 455 new cases were recorded overnight. Universities have put forward a range of proposals to tackle a national teacher shortage ahead of a meeting of state and territory education ministers this week. It comes as there's a decline in the number of those wanting to train to become one, and others are leaving the sector early. CEO of Universities Australia, Katrina Jackson, says they've provided a range of solutions.
There are a range of issues here. I mean, it goes from how much teachers are paid, how we help people who want to change careers to become teachers, looking at ways to prepare people for teaching, provide better professional development opportunities, better career incentives.
The state's social housing sector wants more action to fix our unaffordable market. Housing Choices Tasmania's Kim Bomford says the state's housing crisis has deepened over the last few years, meaning more people are at risk of homelessness for the first time ever.
What we're seeing now is that more and more people that you would traditionally not expect to be experiencing potential homelessness or the significant rental stress that some people are in are actually falling out of the private rental market and the ability to access home ownership.
And redemption is complete for the Aussie women's netball team. The Diamonds beating Jamaica 55-51 to claim gold this morning at the Commonwealth Games, making up for their heartbreaking loss to England in 2018. While it was gold for the Aussie women's T20 team as well, edging India in the final over. And Tassie cyclist Georgia Baker has ended her run at the Games on a high, picking up her third gold medal in the road race.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.